might have a chance to clean up your act if you're in Michigan. If you've been convicted of a crime, even a couple of crimes, depends on what they were, as long as they weren't violent. Well, the Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, teaming up with the Cooley Law School to host an expungement fair. It's coming up Friday. The event aims to remove arrests and convictions from a person's public record. A 2020 clean slate law makes certain crimes eligible for expungement. Select felonies, misdemeanors, marijuana offenses. Last year, the fair assisted 91 people in cleaning up their records. Walk-in appointments acceptable. Yep, you can find out more at MichiganNewsSource.com. Because on the story, there's a click here for more information. So if you go to MichiganNewsSource.com, you can find out if you've just got a couple of misdemeanors, one felony maybe, not a violent felony, you're going to be all right. They can probably get that cleaned off your record. And you won't have to have that hanging around and hanging over your head. How about that? Pretty cool, right? Let's see here. Trump allies are fighting back against censorship and winning the disinformation war, says an article from Off the Press. And I found this interesting. Former President Donald Trump and his allies prevailing in the counteroffensive against critics who, ever since January the 6th, have tried to attack and block conservative-leaning and MAGA-related content in all sorts of places. MAGA World says such efforts are dangerous in a coordinated effort to censor conservatives, which is because they are. The New York Times says the Trump camp has unquestionably prevailed in the disinformation war, says the newspaper that publishes disinformation as a matter of record on a daily basis. The newspaper also said there was a groundswell in the nation's capital after the riot to stop the onslaught of lies that had fueled the assault on the peaceful transfer of power. To be sure, social media companies like Twitter suspended then-President Donald Trump and many of his allies from the platforms they had used to what the Times says was to spread misinformation about his 2020 election defeat and whip it up in the attempt to overturn it. Washington lawmakers also leaned on such platforms to do more to block, to censor what they don't like. The Trump camp's counteroffensives have been waged in courts and Congress and on the internet, largely on the argument of free speech and the government's role in policing content. And guess what? They're winning. By the way, let me just pull this up here real quick. I want to share with you something that I missed last week, and it's interesting. In fact, it's important. It's interesting and it's important. How popular is Joe Biden? Well, last week, on the 12th of March, Joe Biden hit his all-time new low. He is trending downward. He's been trending downward. Let's see here. When he peaked, his peak approval was 43%. And that was maybe March of 23 and September of 22. That's the best numbers he's had since early on in his presidency. So you go back to a year ago. He's been trending downward for a year in the numbers. And you fast forward to March. To March 12th of this year, 57% disapproved, 37% approved. That according to 538. This is an average, by the way, an average from 538. His lowest numbers ever have come in the month of March 2024. Joe Biden's in real trouble. Joe Biden is in real trouble because of his failed economic policies. You know what the bloodbath is? It's Bidenomics. Well, when you go to the store, and I share these numbers again for you, sugar's up 44%, bread 30%, butter 27%, chicken 26%. Eating out or staying home doesn't matter. It's up more than 20%. And, of course, gasoline. Now the gas prices are soaring. Gas prices up to almost $3.50 a gallon on average, 3.5 gallons on average. In Michigan, the average is $3.65, on its way to $4. Yeah, we're up, let's see, 10 cents from a week ago, 40 cents from a month ago, higher than it was a year ago. Gas prices are spiking. And that's why Joe Biden will not go after Iran the way he should, because if he does, gas prices will be $5.50 a gallon or more if you interrupt the Iranian oil on the international market. We should go after Iran for their attacks on shipping in the Middle East. We should go after Iran for backing the Houthis and Hezbollah and Hamas. But we don't. Not because we shouldn't, but because there's a political price to pay for gas being $5 or $6 a gallon. And the truth of the matter is this. We wouldn't have to deal with that if Joe Biden and his cronies that are anti-energy didn't continue to block our energy exploration right here in the United States. They've blocked energy exploration and energy production in the United States every day they've been in office. They continue to push the insanity of EVs. They continue to attack gas and diesel-powered vehicles that produce less emissions than do their electric counterparts. And again, why do the electric counterparts produce more emissions? Because they weigh 50% more. And when you weigh 50% more, it means you chew up your brakes and your tires on the roads and other components at a much faster rate, putting that particulate matter in the air. By the way, do these big heavy electric trucks, for example, have better brakes on them? Because mathematically speaking, 6,000 pounds going 60 miles an hour is a lot harder to stop than 4,000 pounds going 60 miles an hour. Math is math. How do you slow that freight train down? And if you get hit in an accident by an electric vehicle and that battery cracks or splits and catches fire, they're almost impossible to put out. It's a dangerous vehicle. Dangerous to the economy, dangerous to the environment, and potentially dangerous to human beings in general. That's the takeaway. So that's why Americans are rejecting Joe Biden again. 37% approval on the average last week. Yeah. There you have it. Some final thoughts on the program in just a moment.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.